Now, something very exciting. This week we're launching a new feature here on The Naked Scientist, and it's called Down to Earth. And in it, physicist Stuart Higgins looks at how technologies and breakthroughs made originally for the space race are helping to make life a bit better for us here on the ground. And this week, airbags are under analysis.
What happens when the science and technology of space comes down to Earth? Hello, this is Down to Earth from The Naked Scientists with Dr. Stuart Higgins, and this episode we're talking about how the technology of setting off rockets could save your life in a car crash.
T-minus 10, 9, 8.
If you want to go to space, you need to get off the planet, and you need a lot of energy to overcome gravity's pull. The technology of choice for years has been the rocket.
And liftoff, the final liftoff of Atlantis.
Take NASA's space shuttle, for example. It had a big orange fuel tank attached to its belly containing liquid rocket fuel and two thin rockets strapped to its sides. It was these two rocket motors that provided most of the thrust to get the shuttle off the ground. Each was filled with over 450 tons of solid rocket fuel. Each rocket was heavier than a fully loaded jumbo jet and produced 12 million newtons of thrust. But how do you set off a lump of solid rocket fuel that's over 15 meters tall? You need a pyrotechnic initiator. It's a gadget that starts off the chemical reaction. In NASA rockets, an electrical current is passed through a wire, which heats up and ignites a small explosive charge. This in turn sets off a reaction in a chemical called lead azide. It's a molecule made up of the metal lead and three nitrogen atoms, that's the azide part. These nitrogen atoms react to produce heat and nitrogen gas, which trigger another, more powerful explosive that in turn sets off the rocket and lift off. And it turns out that this rocket science is used in a life-saving technology here on Earth, the airbag. Airbags, like rockets, contain a pyrotechnic initiator which causes the rapid breakdown of a chemical, producing lots of gas. In fact, one rocket manufacturer in Japan directly used its technology to help a car manufacturer make their airbags. Nowadays, airbags tend to use chemicals that react more efficiently and cleanly, but many were originally based on sodium azide, which, like the lead azide used by NASA, reacts producing nitrogen gas. Two molecules of sodium azide react to give three molecules of nitrogen gas, and the gas occupies a volume far greater than the original solid. In fact, only about 130 grams of sodium azide is needed for a 70-litre airbag. During a crash, an electrical circuit triggers the reaction, filling the airbag in less than 30 milliseconds, much faster than a blink of an eye. The airbag increases the time it takes you to slow down during a crash. The longer the time taken, the lower the force that's applied to the body. This is particularly important for delicate organs such as the brain, which can strike the inside of the skull. So that's how launching space rockets has led to airbags that save thousands of lives each year. I've been Dr. Stuart Higgins, and you can get more episodes of Down to Earth online at nakedscientist.com/downtoearth.
Stuart Higgins, and you can join Stuart in the bedroom next week, where he'll be exploring the science of shape memory foam and why you have it to thank for a good night's kip.